This is A Wild Conversation.
Hi, my name is Callum Hughes. I'm a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And I'm Ashley Weisig, also a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And today on A Wild Conversation, we're actually talking about our season finale.
About us.
Yeah.
The best part.
Some experiences we've had at the zoo, what it's like being a zookeeper. Have you got any ideas on how we're going to do the season finale? Should we have a cliffhanger? You know?
No.
Like one of us gets dizzy
not.
And passes
you know
out.
I
we do that. You know?
I hate cliffhangers. I refuse to be that person.
Well, as long as one of us doesn't get eaten by a massive dragon, like what's going on in HBO.
Oh my gosh! The intro to Skyrim.
I have not played Skyrim.
What?
I'm sorry.
You have to, excuse me?
I'm sorry. I that's something I'm, you know what? Usually it's you that doesn't watch the movies and stuff. And yet
yeah, usually
Skyrim.
I'm the one who's like out of it.
Nope.
Jeez. Nope, this is what it feels like from the other side.
Exactly.
I'm disappointed.
Missing out on classics and I don't get references and find it harder to fit in.
I could not play Skyrim.
Oh.
No, because the way I play video games, I'm a hoarder. I go through and I pick up every single item in every single room. I didn't even make it to the first town and I was like, I had a barrel and I was putting everything in. There's like 300 cabbages in this stupid barrel. I'm one of those because I clear dungeons.
Oh, like, you do all the side quests and then
I do side quests. I pick up every single item because you don't know if there's a person two towns over who wants 3,000 bobby pins or something stupid, you know?
And by the time you reach the main villain, you're just OP. You're just way too powerful.
Yeah,
the main villain is like a bandit at the side of a road, basically.
Yeah, Pokemon was easy. It was a good time. That's who I am, okay? Couldn't play Skyrim.
But going back to our zookeeping.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you really want to talk about from this year that you've really enjoyed?
Oh, I don't know, man. I just live life to the fullest. Climb all my mountains. To be fair, I'm really proud of Tess this year.
Tess?
Yeah, she's one of our lionesses. She's a little newer. She came to us pretty much last year. So this year has been our first year really working with her and her brother and her sister. But my God, she is so hyper and I have ADHD and I identify with her. She's like the closest thing I've ever met to an animal with ADHD. Like she's just like during training, she's like, ooh, look at that bird. Ooh, what are we doing? Oh my gosh, look at like this clump of grass I didn't notice a second ago. Like she's so easily distracted, which can make training a lot harder, but then it's so much more rewarding when you actually get those, like she comes up, she does her down, she does her up, she walks with you really well. Like she's fantastic.
And these trainings are really good for like the health checks.
Yeah, so the health check training. But the best part about her, for sure, is when she plays with toys. My goodness. Like, most of our lions are kind of like, oh, yeah, this is fun. Thanks. Awesome. I'm going to take this tire into this tree where you can't see me, and I'm going to play with it. I'm like, come on. I want to watch you play with it. Mm-hmm. I gave her this half ball. It's literally just a plastic half ball. It's flat on one side. And she had it on the flat side, her paws on the ball, running around the enclosure. So her front paws totally straight, not moving, and her back legs just going. The most ridiculous animal I have ever met. My goodness. Like, I've really formed a bond with her. Like, I love her.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so
the way you want
she's
it.
Probably one of the highlights of my year, because she's a pretty new animal to us.
Mm. And I'm so glad with the intros with Boomo went so well.
They're so good together. They're very similar.
I actually remember seeing that during the hotter time in the weather, I kind of related to Boomer and a Tess interaction. So it's boiling hot, right? It's hot. And they're both lying out and they're apart because it's too hot. You don't snuggle in that kind of weather.
Okay.
And I see Tess get up and she's walking towards Boomer and she's like, I want to snuggle. And Boomer's already going, no, no. Like he's like growling.
Warm.
Like,
it's too warm.
Stay away. Stay away.
Don't touch
she
me.
Just keeps coming and she just lies on him. And he goes, oh, and he gets up and he's still going, oh, and then he sits down and he does one more, oh, like just
this is what I mean, man.
Too hot.
She's my favorite animal ever. She's so good.
That's definitely a couple moment. I can relate to that. When you're home on those hot days and it's like, you know, your significant other's like,
I want
can
attention.
We it's like, no, it's too hot. Stay over there. I need to cool down. And you're blocking the fan.
I literally identify with her because I run cold. I'm always cold.
I think a highlight for me is I've been learning and I've been working on the African route fairly recently for
moving
a few months now.
Moving up in the world.
Yeah, right?
Quite literally, because giraffes are quite tall.
Very true. And just learning the training that goes into those large animals for health checks. Because, you know, when you work with large animals, cooperation is best for vet checks. So present your teeth, come up to us for blood draws, for example. All that kind of work is super important. So to be able to work with the hippos and our hippo shoot system that allows the animals to come up for health checks, for dental checks, just amazing.
It's very, very cool.
And good enrichment.
It's also like very humbling when you, like, you know those animals are big. You are fully aware that a hippo is much bigger than you. But when you're in front of them and there's like literally all that's separating you and them is the chute that they're standing in. They're just like, hi. You're like, oh, wow. You are large, 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 large. It's very cool.
I've actually got an embarrassing story to share.
Oh, I'm excited.
From the hippo barn.
Okay, yep.
So,
did you slip in the pool?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Yet.
But I'm not going to say that hasn't happened because I still have work to do in the hippo barn today.
Yeah, curse yourself right now.
So we are cleaning up the hippo stalls, and at the time the hippos are out in the yard and shut out so we can safely work.
Yep.
So there's bars in the hippos that are actually wide enough generally for you to go through, right? While they're locked out, it's perfectly safe while you're cleaning out to get to the tools that are hanging up on the wall to squeeze through the bars as opposed to walking around to the door and then coming through. Now, I was confident that I could fit through those bars.
Yep.
I failed. I tried to fit through the bar and I failed. I got stopped and I got stuck. And that's fine. You know, that's okay. Except there was a guest watching.
Oh, no!
And noticed that I failed and thought that I could fit through that bar.
Oh, no.
And then I had to do the embarrassing walk around. And then I had that laugh, you know? I heard that laugh.
Oh,
and
gosh.
I knew I had to keep my eyes down, Ashley, because I knew that if I made eye contact, I was going to get a comment like, don't worry, you're probably the slimmest animal in the entire hippo enclosure. Oh, or, yep, that'll stop a hippo.
Oh, no.
Right?
I'm so sorry for you, man.
But, nope, I went around, got the tools, finished the job, and then closed everything up and let the hippos back in. But I did so whilst keeping my eyes firmly down. I did not look at the window.
Do not make eye contact. Do not look at that man. I refuse to admit what I have done.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. The hippo barn is also a very good measure as to how in shape you get.
Yes.
Because, heck, when I started on African, I couldn't fit through those bars. And I can now. Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, look at that. I don't actually pay attention to that kind of stuff. But it was like, look at me.
Exactly.
Right?
Ugh. We've talked about it a lot, too. Definitely the red pandas. We're super happy with the cubs. They're out playing now.
I gotta say, it's a little unfair that the year of the tiger, you spent the whole year talking about your pandas.
Well, I mean, yeah, just...
Like, I don't know if Hannah would be really very happy about that. She knew.
I apologize. I did give her some tiger chuffs as I passed by.
That's good. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
She owns this place.
But they're playing now, and what's really cool is that the cubs are actually playing with their dad.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cute.
That is so good.
And we're really happy that they're hanging out together like a family unit. The fall weather is the best time to see them, too, because it's nice and cool. If you come on a day that it's not raining but cool, they'll be quite active in the mornings, usually.
Oh, my gosh. One of the keepers was saying that it's very stressful because sometimes he comes up and the two of them are like way up at the very top of a tree on those like little tiny itty bitty branches that can't hold anything and they're just like wee.
Yeah, that's red panda cubs. Yep. They've got the ability to do that.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
You get down from there right now. Oh my gosh, they are so cute though, honestly. And it's funny because red pandas are adorable. You don't think that they can get any cuter. But then you've got a miniature version, you know, with the giant eyes and the lopsided, like, the big bobblehead and the legs that don't really work with his body shape.
Think red panda. Jeez. With short, stubby legs. think shorter and stubbier legs. Yeah. Think fluffy tail, think fluffier tail.
Literally, it's so good.
That's basically what a red panda cub is.
Yeah.
It's just...
One of the things that I found very interesting is that I didn't know that they weren't born red. They're born like a grayish color, right? Mm-hmm. That was really cool for me to find out.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like... They grow into the red plumage.
Plumage.
Plumage. I just like that word, okay? Any excuse to use it.
Man, and the bears will soon be getting ready for hibernation?
Yeah.
When does that usually happen?
And, depends on the bear. Sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. Here at the zoo, because the thing with hibernation is it's not entirely instinctual. Like, it is instinctual, but usually a bear will also learn how to hibernate from their mom. And because all of our bears are orphans, they were all brought to us under really unfortunate circumstances when they were very young. A lot of them are kind of like, they don't entirely get it. So like Shadow tends to nap more in the winter, but I think the longest I've ever seen her go down was 4 days. 4 days she acts, and when it's winter, we basically go up there. We don't call them, because in the summer, you usually call them up, make sure everyone looks good. You go up there, and you just kind of like, everyone's sleeping? Awesome, cool, I'm going to go. Basil, on the other time, one of our spice bears, as we're like, okay, basil, rosemary, and thyme, I'm aware that these are herbs, but spice bears just runs off the tongue better than herb bears, and I refuse to apologize for that. But basil usually...
Wait, do you say herb?
Yeah, herbs.
Oh, thank God. A lot of people say herbs and they don't pronounce the H. Thank God. Herbs. Okay, I'm just appreciating that. Okay, sorry. Okay.
I'm going to start calling it herbs now.
That was No. I was happy. Don't take that away from me.
But anyway, basil usually does actually hibernate pretty well. He's dug himself a really nice den right underneath the tree. So right before it gets to be like fall, winter, I usually go in and make sure it's all nice and clean for him. And what we'll do is we'll put out like a big bale of hay, like out in the yard somewhere. And he drags it all into his little den and makes a nice nest for himself. Mm. Rosemary and thyme, they tend to kind of like, meh. They've got their own kind of dens that they'll... One of them usually will try and jam themselves down with Basil, which he's not too pleased about. But it's nice and cozy in there, and he's so good at building a bed. But usually, honestly, in the winter, it'll be like, I go up and maybe Rosemary's up, maybe no one's up. Basil is pretty good at hibernating. Shadow's just like, I want food. I don't care. Give me food. If they're up, we will feed them. If they're not, then we're like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow, because they're hibernating.
That's fair. I have heard in the wild, bears will, like, their hibernation activity depends entirely on where they're living and whatnot. You'll get bears that are active even in January on Vancouver Island, for example. Well, and then you'll get bears that hibernate as early as October.
Well, and hibernation isn't like their body shuts off and they don't, like, they'll get up, they'll leave to defecate outside or do whatever they need. Sometimes they'll get up if it's a really warm winter day and go kind of forage a bit. The grizzly cubs, on the other hand, last winter were just like, snow is awesome, and spent like the whole time running around. This year we're hoping to get them hibernating, but we'll it's really up to them. We can't force it.
By the way, season 3, we're gonna do an episode on hibernation, right?
What?
Season 3. Season 3 hibernation.
Okay.
Are we in agreement?
I guess so.
Sweet. I really want to do hibernation.
I'm really scared. That just got real serious. That was some really intense eye contact.
Sorry. Okay? I'm really excited.
Okay. Cal. Jeez.
I want to talk about the fat-tailed lemur again. Okay.
Okay. I just felt really threatened. That's all.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry. I'll take it down a notch.
We can talk about hibernation.
Yes.
I think it's up to me.
Just very excited about that. Oh,
I give permission.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
But yeah, no. Hibernation is fun.
That's one thing, though. Like, I really enjoyed doing this podcast this year.
Yeah.
This is our first, you and me, first time doing the podcast.
It is, yeah.
And for season 2. And it's been a blast. It's like narrating a documentary. We get to talk about interesting animal facts, share our experiences here at the zoo, and talk about the animals we work with.
It can be so disorientating a little bit sometimes, because like when people come up to me and they start talking to me, and I'll be like, oh yeah, because that we talked about that in the podcast. That's so awesome you're listening to the podcast. Because sometimes my brain will put that away as like, oh yeah, that was just a personal conversation we had in the lunchroom. But then it's like, oh yeah, that's... podcast conversation. And it's so much fun to talk to people about it, because they totally know about what we do and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you see me at the zoo, talk to me, man. I'm very social.
I also know I've been told that I say exactly a lot during the podcast.
Exactly.
Sorry. Precisely.
Precisely. Guys, switch it up.
That will be my new word for season 3. Oh my God. Precisely, Ashley.
Oh my God. Dude, just be your best self. It's fine.
All right, I'll do my best.
Exactly.
Oh. See, you look like you're structuring yourself like you're being supportive, but you're actually making fun of me.
I'm being supportive. I'm
glad there's records of this on the podcast.
I would never pretend otherwise. I'm who I am. This is who I am. It's my natural self.
That being said, to anyone who's been listening to the podcast, we really appreciate your support. We will still be working at the zoo, of course. Yep. We'll be working through the winter season until we pick up again. It's also a good way to have more space at the zoo. You can avoid the crowds. Mm-hmm. And some animals love the cold weather.
Yep.
So you never know. You might see an animal that might not be as active during the summer, might prefer to be inside, actually having a great time in the snow. Case in point, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Our Armorer Tiger. See, I mentioned Hannah again.
Ooh, there you go. Wow, I'm very proud of you. Actually, one of Hannah's favorite things about the winter is that when you're walking through the snow, your feet are very crunchy. I've noticed this about her because then you make a lot of noise when you're walking. And so she's way more likely to like try and pounce people. Like just pounce out of the bush and be like, bah! Because she's an ambush predator, right? And so when you're crunching through the snow, it gets her very excited.
An Armorer Tiger in the snow is just...
Yeah. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yeah.
But you know what's really freaky is that they can still blend really well, which you wouldn't think because they're orange in white. But like she's freaked me out sometimes in the snow. I'll be like, where the heck? Oh my God, she's right there. Okay. Hello. Hello, Hannah. I love you. Jeez.
Regardless, if anyone has any questions for us, even while we're taking this break, don't hesitate to email us at podcast@gvzoo.com or DM us on our social media. And it's not just questions. Also, share with us what you thought of the podcast, anything that you'd like to hear in the next season that we could try and cover. Because I'm open to some ideas, something else that can expand what I know about animals too. Because you never know, it's a constantly changing field. We're making new discoveries. Sometimes we rediscover an animal that we thought was extinct, like we mentioned in a previous podcast.
Like Greg's.
No, those can stay extinct. Or they can never be named. I will say, actually, this year, apparently, they did rediscover the Somali Sengi.
Oh.
Sengi being like also called the elephant shrew. Which had disappeared for like 50 years or something ridiculous.
That's really cool.
So the fact that they rediscovered that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fun. Or leave us some comments about how much fun it is to just listen to me and Cal make fun of each other. Because that's my favorite part.
Well, thank you very much for your support. We've really enjoyed doing this podcast the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
Yes, we have.
I'm Callum Hughes.
And I'm Ashley Isaac.
And this has been
A Wild Conversation.